This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Another videotape of Osama bin Laden has surfaced. Excerpts were released yesterday by Al Jazeera, the Arab news channel based in Qatar in the Persian Gulf. On the tape, bin Laden appears by himself, wearing a camouflage jacket, an automatic rifle at his side. Bin Laden looks thin and worn. The tape apparently was made around December 11th. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It was just about 2 weeks ago that the U.S. military had the last credible evidence that Osama bin Laden was in the Tora Bora Caves in eastern Afghanistan. Since that time, nothing has been heard from him, and numerous rumors have swirled through the region and the Arab world about his fate. Al Jazeera says the tape it received by air courier from Pakistan runs about 33 minutes, but the network ran only a few minutes of it on its news programs yesterday. CNN aired several small portions and provided a translation.
After 3 months since the attacks, the blessed attacks against took place against the head of the snake, the United States, and after 2 months since the Crusader campaign started against Islam, we would like to speak on some of the implications of those incidents.
If indeed bin Laden was speaking 3 months after the attacks, that would put the date of this tape around December 11th. But he also makes a reference to the U.S. bombing a few days ago, in his words, of a mosque near the Afghan town of Khost. That incident occurred in mid-November, according to the Pentagon. Nevertheless, there is nothing in the tape that indicates it was made more recently than mid-December. At that time, the Tora Bora Caves had come under intense bombing by U.S. warplanes, including the dropping of a 15,000-pound Daisy Cutter bomb. Al-Qaeda forces in the caves were offering to surrender. The Pentagon had already proclaimed that the Taliban had been defeated. But there is nothing in the tape that provides solid evidence that bin Laden was in those caves or indeed even in Afghanistan. The wall behind him is covered in cloth, leaving no hint as to the location of the tape. Bin Laden's face is well lighted, though, without shadows, suggesting some sort of additional lighting dedicated to the video being made. Bin Laden says the U.S. deliberately targeted the mosque in Khost, and he cites that as what he calls America's indescribable hatred of Islam. Many villages were wiped out for no crime, and many millions were displaced, he claims. Although he does not take direct responsibility for the September 11th attacks, he says our terrorism against America is a good terrorism to stop the oppressor from committing unjust acts and to stop America supporting Israel, which is killing our children. The White House yesterday dismissed the tape as terrorist propaganda. Some may take the appearance of this tape as evidence that bin Laden is still alive, and some reports have suggested he escaped to Pakistan or Somalia or Chechnya. Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, said a few days ago he believes bin Laden may be among the dead at Tora Bora.
The bombardment of all the caves that have been conducted, there is a great possibility that he may have lost his life there. And if he does enter, if we identify him, he will be handed over.
A newspaper in Pakistan yesterday reported that bin Laden died recently of kidney and stomach cancer. But so far, neither the tape that surfaced yesterday nor any other sources have provided credible evidence of his whereabouts. Mike Schuster, NPR News.